And anytime I see this gospel passage or any of them in the synoptic gospels in Mark and Luke, I can never help but think of my own vocation to the priesthood. You know, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. You know, his 12 disciples that he calls to go out specifically to preach the gospel, to baptize people, to heal people. You know, it's amazing just because it really hasn't changed. I wish I had greater powers of healing. Please trust me. I wish that I could, you know, just like the disciples did. But it is amazing to go out to people and to anoint them, to preach the gospel, to baptize children into the church. Even confirmation for a new priest for me in the crazy time that we were in. I can't believe I've already done a number of confirmations. That would really never happen in normal times. It'd usually be reserved for the bishop. But one of the things that I realize about my own vocation and being able to do these things for the church is that I was just part of one of those generations that was not really catechized very well. And some of you overlap in parts of that, and some of you actually were. Some had the great, like, Baltimore Catechism, and you can really, like, quote some of the most important aspects of your being, who God is, who you are, and what you're here to do. And that's an amazing thing. But my generation was a little bit kind of, like, lost in the shuffle a lot of the time. And so even though I was raised Catholic, I'm a cradle Catholic, I didn't know a lot for a lot of years until I finally started to study certain things on my own. And so I say all of this to highlight the importance of all, especially you that are here present, or anybody who would be watching this on a live stream. If you come to daily Mass or you're watching a daily Mass, then the Lord, the Mass, the gospel is important to you. And so you're the ones that really have to talk about these things with your own children and with your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, because odds are nobody else is really going to do it. You know, it kind of becomes the responsibility of those that actually do know their faith well and they actually practice it. And so it's amazing just how influential some of the very people in this room right now were to my vocation. You know, it's young enough that there are people that knew me at the cathedral that recognized something in me that they thought, like, I think that guy could be a priest. And maybe they didn't come right out and say it that way. Some people do, though. Some people are bold enough to be like, you should be a priest. But a lot of other people said things to me, you know, pointed things to me. They said that, like, when I served the Mass, as I was doing the job as of John and Jim, I was the sacristan of the cathedral. I was there, and people could recognize just by my posture, just by how much it meant to me, through the way that my body looked and my hands were folded, that it was important to me. And just saying that to me inspired me. You know, every once in a while I look around, and not that often, but sometimes I see some young people here, you know, that might be there. And I was like, maybe they have a call to the priesthood or a religious vocation. But nobody ever says that as like an actual viable option. Some of you have probably heard this before too. It's you know, somebody will say, you know, they see like a handsome young priest somewhere and they say, oh, Father, what a waste. You know, that's how people will refer to that, because he didn't get married. It's just like, but Jesus himself tells us that some people can accept not being married for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, that they're literally called to accept that if they can actually accept it. It's not a waste. It's a great gift that we give to the church, to all of you that come here to practice. And we see what it's been like over recent years when the fact that there's two of us here is practically a miracle. And the only reason that we're even able to have two is because there's so many of you that actually practice the faith here that we actually need more than one priest. But Archbishop Vlasny, the reason you haven't seen him as much around here is because he's been driving to McMinnville every weekend because he's basically acting as their parochial vicar. So a retired archbishop in his 80s is driving an hour away just to cover a parish that should have two priests. We absolutely need more priests. But the only way that young men and young ladies who want to go into religious life will ever know that this is an option is if you tell them about it, that it's a real viable thing. And it doesn't make you weird. It doesn't make you, one of my priest friends actually said that some of you are afraid that if you enter the seminary, we were talking at Quo Vadis days, he says, some of you are afraid if you enter the seminary that it'll make you weird. He goes, I'm here to tell you that if you meet a weird seminarian or priest, you are probably weird before you entered the seminary. And so is that true? Are there some weird seminarians and priests? Sure there are. But you know, that doesn't make them any less priests able to give you the sacraments and the Eucharist and to anoint you when you're sick or when you're dying or to baptize your children or any of the sacraments that we have. So we have to talk about them as a great option for your life, not just like, well, if nothing works out, you could always be a priest. You just kind of hear words like that. It's just like, it is not the place of last resort. And of course, it is not for the faint of heart either. You know, it was very difficult for me to leave my job, my career at that time. But once you've finally gone from that stuff and it's kind of behind you, it's really not as big of a crisis as it seemed in the moment that you were thinking about leaving it all. But please talk to your grandchildren, talk to your nieces and nephews, and mention to them that you could do it, even if you're just at Mass with them someday. You'd be like, hey, you know, you ever think you could do what Father, you know, is Father doing? It doesn't take a lot. It just takes, like, some of those same people that I mentioned to see it in you, to see the possibility, and to even mention it to you. Those are all seeds, and they start to germinate. And like I said, you know, I'm not going to point them out, but I literally can see two people in this room that knew me 13 years ago at the cathedral that said things to me about being a priest, that cultivated this thing that was rattling around in my brain that ended up being, you know, the happy, holy, healthy priest that you see before you right now, at least right now, you know. Talk to me after the Immaculate Conception and we'll see if I survive all those masses. But thank you for those that spoke to me about that. And thanks to all of you who speak about vocations to your family members. We have to continue to do that because the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So please talk about this to your family, okay? Everybody got that? We can do this homework for us because one day I'll be old and you know, it's getting, I don't really feel like driving like an hour away in my retirement at 80 years old, but there are still heroic priests that are doing that. And so, and please pray for them. God bless you all.